welcome to The Horror Review, where we rate, analyze, and review our favorite horror movies, TV series, and subgenres. At the end of each episode, we'll also give a rating via our Scare-O-Meter. I'm Tasha.
And I'm Julia. And on today's episode, we are continuing our
fairy tale
of, you know, it's just a weird
folklore
march. Yeah.
Theme.
Irish fairy tale folklore, folk horror stuff. So we're continuing that on with another 2015 movie, but this one is an Irish horror film called The Hallow, which was directed by Corin Hardy. And yeah. I'm going to take us away with a little plot synopsis. Okay, so Adam Hitchens is a British conservationist specializing in plant and fungal life. And his wife Claire and little baby son Finn have traveled to a remote Irish village surrounded by a large forest. While exploring the forest with Finn, Adam stumbles upon an animal carcass with a very strange fungal substance that has burst open the body. And Adam takes a sample and returns home with Finn while Claire has a strange encounter with a local called Colm Donnelly, who seems very unhappy that the family has moved in. I hate that he brought his baby so close to this, like, gross black fungal stuff.
Like, why are you
like,
looking
his
at
his baby
fungus
was on his
baby.
Back and he had no mask and like he at least put gloves on, but still
fine. But
I was like, okay, this something weird is gonna happen here to this baby. That's what I thought right away. So that night, the window in Finn's room is broken while he is sleeping, and they're in a very old, it's very old. Would they say it's like 150 years old, 250 years old? There was a line in the movie somewhere.
Yeah, the house is very old.
It's ancient. So that night, a window in Finn's room is broken while he's sleeping, and while the couple suspects the culprit is their neighbor Colm in an attempt to scare them away, the police arrive and suggest that maybe a bird flew in and broke the window. The officers inform them of a legend of the surrounding forest that's inhabited by the Hallow, which is a breed of fairies, banshees, and baby stealers, as the cops put it. So later, Adam spots some strange movement in the woods, and Claire is puzzled by the fact that the windows of the house were all covered in iron bars, and she had actually started removing some of those iron bars earlier that day. So the next day, Adam and Finn arrive in town to replace the broken window when they are treated very coldly by all the villagers who repeat the legend of the Hallow. And Colm arrives again at the house and really frightens Claire because he just, like, lets himself into their home at this point and warns her to leave before giving her this, like, really old, creepy-looking book. So now, on the drive back from town, Adam's car breaks down after he kind of loses control of it. And he discovers that this fungus substance has entered the engine of his car. As he investigates the rest of the car, something pushes him into the trunk of his car and locks him in as he's, like, reaching far back. And I'm like, oh, buddy, don't do that. You're going to get pushed into the trunk and your baby is just locked in the car. Like, oh, my God.
Ugh. Chaos.
Yeah, I was stressed for the baby.
It was a chaotic scene for
sure. I was so stressed for Finn. Mm-hmm. So he's, like, knocked out for a little bit. It's, like, dark now when he comes to. And Adam hears Finn crying as the car starts to shake. He manages to break out through the back seat and he finds Finn is unharmed. But when he gets out the cover, the car is covered in, like, these deep, big scratch marks. He's very unnerved, and Adam and Finn return home on foot as night has fallen. And Claire tells them about Colm entering the house earlier in the day. Adam tells Claire to call the police and arms himself with a shotgun. And she's like, do you know how to use that? Because they're from London. Like,
yeah.
But then before she can complete the call to the police, the power goes out and they find that their house has just been ransacked. They, like, went and hid upstairs. They decide to flee to the car where they are attacked by the creatures the villagers had warned them about. Adam, Claire, and Finn try to drive away, but the creatures cause them to crash into a ravine and they have to run back to the house. So they did not get very far. It's just a lot of, like, in the house, out of the house, in the house, out of the house, in the house, out of the house.
Now you have no mode of transportation.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
trapped in the house. Yep. So while looking, never look out of a keyhole ever in movies. Don't look out of the, you know, if you're in
don't
a hotel
stick
room,
your
don't
eye.
Look at, in the little thing. Just don't do it. Don't put your eye near a tiny hole in a horror movie. Just don't do it. So while looking out of the keyhole, Adam is stabbed in the eye by a stinger of one of these creatures, and realizes that light repels them because he flashes the light at them in that second. And his eye is all like red and weird and bloody. Mm-hmm. And prior to this, his dog, they find the dog with its eye all red and weird and bloody. Puppy. Yeah. While I was watching this, I had to look up, there's a site where it's like, does the dog live? And like 10 minutes in, I was like, oh my God, if this dog freaking dies, I'm going to be so upset.
I know.
The dog does die.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a site that's it. That's
there is a site. I looked it up and I was like, how many minutes in does the dog die? It was 42 minutes in.
Which is longer than a lot of dogs in horror movies, to be fair.
It's just the worst. Why do the dogs have to go?
Yeah,
okay, so now he's been stung in the eye. His eye's all weird and bloody. Claire and Finn flee into the attic. He tells them to go up there while Adam runs out to the shed to start up their backup generator. While he's out there, the creatures start attacking Claire and Finn. And they can, like, melt through the wood of the house. So one's coming from the ceiling, one's coming from the attic door below. And it has Claire pinned, and it's this weird little fungus pointer prick thing is, like, coming towards her eye. It's horrible. It is, yeah, it is kind of like Terminator 2. But just in the nick of time, Adam is able to start the generator and ward off all of these, like, fairy banshee attackers. Slash, like, I don't even know, mushroomy fungus creatures. We don't know.
Elves, I don't know. There's tons of weird little creatures in
So the couple then barricade the house and they lock Finn in a cupboard, which was a questionable decision.
Yeah.
But they do barricade all of the windows with iron. He brings like a ton of iron back, and he also realizes when he's in the shed, when he touches something iron, that it burns his hand. So he is changing. He's changing. So they barricade the house. There's iron everywhere. They discover the book that Colm gave Claire is filled with information about the Hallow, including their use of changelings, which are, they're like swapped. They're like swapped babies, right?
Yeah. Changelings are creatures that can look like humans.
They look like human, but they're,
So they steal the real human and then replace it with a changeling. Yes.
So one of the Hallow manages to abduct Finn before his parents can stop it. Adam falls out of the attic, breaks his leg, knocks himself unconscious. Claire frantically pursues the creature and Finn into the forest and retrieves him safely from a pond. A little too easily, I might add. Bum, bum, bum. Adam sets his broken leg, and upon Claire and Finn's returning to the house, begins to suspect that the Finn Claire rescued is actually a changeling and not their baby.
To be fair,
I also thought he was like going crazy.
Yeah, because he's starting to see things like changelings, because he's also changing. Because
he's becoming this weird fungus creature.
Changes. Yes.
So Adam like pushes Claire aside and is like holding the baby down and is gonna like stab their baby through the head, which I was like, oh my God, no. But he is starting to see things, and I don't, at this point, you don't know if he's evil, if he's still good, like you're really unsure what's going on. So Claire refuses to believe him and gets Finn away, and Claire kind of notices that Adam is starting to mutate.
And yeah, his eyes, looking good.
No, he's not looking so hot. She stabs Adam with like a nail in the collarbone-ish area and then flees into the forest with Finn. Adam soon follows them and his symptoms are starting to worsen and he's growing weak around lights. Claire escapes the forest, running to a nearby house for help, and it turns out it's Colm's house and he does not let her in and sends her away at gunpoint. That's not very neighborly.
He's a dick.
And he does claim that the Hallow took his daughter Cora. Yeah, so he just kind of throws that out there and he's just like, yep, you're just gonna have to deal with it and try and survive.
Yeah.
So Adam enters the Hallow's nest and retrieves the real Finn from a very fully transformed Cora. Claire fends off a group of the Hallow with a camera flash and reunites with Adam, who convinces her that he has the real Finn. They are able to swap babies before Adam is fatally wounded by one of these creatures. It, like, puts its hand right through his, like, middle.
Yeah, it was weird.
The sun then rises, forcing all of these creatures to retreat and, like, destroys the changeling into a pile of ash, proving that Adam was right.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, unfortunately, dies from his wounds while Claire escapes to the house and just kind of sobs with the real Finn over Adam's death. And then that's the end of that part of the movie. And then as the credits are rolling, we see a logging company start to cut down the forest. And this fungal substance is revealed to be on several of the logs being driven away. Dun, dun, dun.
I missed that part, I think.
Yeah, it's like it's the credits roll for a bit. And then it, yeah.
I missed that when I saw it the first time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So there's like a little, which then I immediately was like, oh, my God, is this The Last of Us? Because that just came out, and they even mention cordyceps in it as well. But Ashley looked up that the video game came out 2 years before this movie did. So they clearly took some big time
influence from it.
Yeah, some inspo from it.
But the TV series had not come out, so.
No, but the game had.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it was quite a popular video game.
Yeah, Brian played it. Ah, he really enjoyed it.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah. So
Adam starts to turn. He really looks like the clickers.
He really does. Oh, yeah, when he pulls his, because he's like wrapped his eye, he pulls it off, and like the things coming out of the gash wounds on his cheek, he looks really The final form of them looks less like the clickers.
Yeah, they look more like the traditional changelings,
kind of like halfling creature fairy things. I don't really even know. Well, like they're like dark fairies.
The changelings have like multiple teeth. Jaw things, like they look like suckers almost.
I don't know, they just kind of look like dark fairies to me. Evil spirits, banshee type creatures. Yeah. I liked that it was this kind of mix of really old folklore with this kind of modern take on funguses taking over the world.
Well, yeah, with the scientific part of it, modern a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the old, ancient, basically, superstitions.
Yeah.
Actually, the sad part is the superstitions of changelings and fairies and all that kind of stuff, they go back, like, thousands of years to the point that there were families who they cast out members of their own family because they thought they were changelings.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Like... they even actually, there's stories of it. I was listening to the Lore podcast, I think, talked about it a little bit too. But they were like, when like members of their family would start acting differently, or like women, maybe they particularly wanted them
so before to... witches, that they were changelings.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it might have been like they coincided.
Crazy.
Basically. Yeah. So if you started acting differently or maybe out of turn. From or what just your family like
were
suffering wanted.
From some mental illness or something.
Yeah, and some of them were even...
or just,
even, like, to the point that some of them were so scared that they would kill members of their family
because like, babies
they
had, like, colic or something. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, or if they had, like, if they were deformed or had any kind of...
Oh, my God.
It was brutal. This is, like, we're talking, like, rural areas of Ireland and Scotland. Like those, you know... But the changeling myth has been around, and it's in so many different cultures and countries. Like, there's myths from Cornwall, Germany, Ireland, the Isle of Man, Lowland Scotland and Northern England have different ones, Poland, Scandinavia, Spain, Wales. And, of course, it ended up coming around to the United States because people brought the myths with them.
Yeah, crazy.
But, yeah, there's so much of it. It's cool, but also... horrifying because it's just it's all the old superstitious when we didn't know better, right?
Like mixed with like these cordyceps, which are
mixed with modern day
kind of sci-fi and these like funguses that can take over their hosts and you see little bits of that too when Adam has these like flashes of like red, and you can see kind of slightly cheesy effects in just these moments in the movie that, like where you see the cells like taking over the other cells. Those were like, I think those were the only kind of really truly cheesy moments in this movie with the effects. They looked a little like it was just like eating a
But
but I liked the marriage of this like old and new in the sci-fi. And I did find that apparently there were 5 kind of inspo movies. I do think that that The Last of Us game is definitely an influence as well. But apparently The Fly was a big influence in it. Yes. Alien was a big influence. Yep. The Thing. So all of these like sci-fi horror
sci-fi
movies.
And body horror was a huge.
Straw Dogs was also another one. And then Evil Dead 2 was the 1987
one. Yeah, I can see it in the forest.
In the forest. And he's like going all like, rah!
Yeah, no, I really saw where the body horror was coming. And they did a really good job with that. Like, they did, they primarily used practical effects.
Which we love.
And then they, of course, used some super new CGI. The limbs of the creatures were extended using practical effects to make them creepier. Yeah, they looked
really...
quite creepy.
The actress playing Claire looked really... She looked truly terrified in that moment when that thing was, like, coming towards her eye, which makes sense. Something was probably coming towards her eye.
Yep. And apparently the baby was a mix of animatronics.
Yeah, there were some times where it didn't look like a real baby.
No, the baby was weird. And they used twins that they were shot on a blue screen.
Ah, okay.
Obviously, they're not going to have a baby in the forest.
With a baby in the forest and have a baby strapped to his back while he's... Although they probably used a real baby for
They probably used... Yeah, I'm sure they used a real baby for that. But more like when he was, like, lying in the forest.
Yeah, and they're, like, running around and swinging the baby carrier thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we don't want to shake the baby.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, it was shot in Ireland, which is really cool. I could, like... The forest.
You can tell when they're driving, it looks like Ireland.
It looks like beautiful, green, lush. Yeah, I'd love to visit someday. And it shot in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the quality that they were able to do in 6 weeks. Especially when, like, Adam pulls his, like, bandages off and he, like, those are all clearly really well done practical
The body,
effects.
They really worked hard on the body part, you can tell.
I, like, paused the movie a few times to, like, really get up close and be like, what is going on there? They did such a good job.
Yeah, the makeup was creepy and very well done. I really liked this movie.
Yeah.
It just, like, it was
I would recommend it. It was weird.
Yeah. It was weird, yeah.
And wonderful. But I really liked it.
It was weird and wonderful. That is, that's a really good summation of the film.
Yeah. It was a good one. It was like, I don't know what I was expecting from it, but I was very pleasantly surprised. Sometimes when we find weird movies from, like, lists of recommended Irish films, and I'm like, this could be hit or miss, but it was really well done.
Well, and I had stumbled on this, like, shortly after Halloween, and I was like, I'll watch it. And then I was also pleasantly surprised. So when you said it, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Okay, great. Yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah, you had already, you had texted me, like, oh, yeah, I saw this Changeling one. And I was like, oh, I found the Hallow. You're like, oh, my God, that's the one. I was like, okay, we're having a same brain moment. Yeah.
Yay, same brain.
I like the book that they're flipping through to, and all those, like, old creepy images.
Love it. As soon as they bring an ancient book with old, I'm like, oh, shit's going down.
Yeah, and it was like the cover was all... It looked like the fungus, too. It was all black and creepy.
They did a really good job. And all the pages were...
Yeah. Well, like some of the photos, not photos, the drawings.
The drawings, yeah.
Look like them, too.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It was like a family and like a changed husband and at the end and the baby and the...
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. I like when movies do little things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little attention to detail.
Yeah. The book was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it did look like them. It looked the drawing of the baby looked like little Finn. Well, it looked like demonic Finn, but
demonic Finn. Changeling Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought, like, because I know she got the baby back so quickly, but, like, when he was going to stab a baby through the head, and I was like, don't do it! That's your baby!
I'm not sure.
Like,
I was like, I don't know. What if you're not right? Like,
this is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. I feel like you need to be more sure than just... You know,
I think this might be a changeling because I've skimmed an ancient book about it, and now I'm convinced I have a changeling for a son.
Yeah, and now I'm seeing weird shiny things because I may or may not be becoming a changeling. Yeah. Like, it just...
Yeah. So. Yeah, that moment, but the intensity of this movie built really, really well.
Yes.
I was on the edge of my seat. I was worried about the dog. I was worried about the baby.
Yeah.
I was worried about Claire. I was worried about everyone.
It was very tense.
Yeah.
It was a very tense movie. Yeah. And the...
I was pissed off at Colm when he didn't let her in. Like, what the fuck, dude?
And he's ominous in the beginning, too. Like, he's a dick throughout. Yeah. But, like...
Unhelpfully mysterious.
So unhelpful.
Also, if your daughter is stolen by these Hallow creatures... Why haven't you left?
Just go. Go, like, literally anywhere else.
Yeah.
Just...
He seems to have another child.
He had a son.
That's like, why would you take your remaining kid and leave?
Instead of living and having, like, all of these bright lights on all the time.
Yeah. And living in fear and being mean to people.
We get that something traumatic happened, but just... I don't know. But, don't be a dick.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just don't be a dick.
Yeah. And you could have probably explained to Claire, and you didn't just need to talk to the husband, that they needed to leave.
Yeah. Or just, like, don't act like a crazy person being like, don't bother the forest.
Yeah.
And explain nothing else.
Because then you just seem like a weird hippie.
Exactly.
Like, there's no...
Not even a weird hippie, just like a weird old crotchety neighbor that doesn't want you...
Doesn't want, like, change and progress. And...
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird old hippie. Yeah, it was really good. I really liked this movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great stuff about it.
Yeah.
I like the scenes that are really reminiscent of The Shining. Like when he's driving.
Oh, when he's,
Yeah, is that the beginning?
Like the beginning, kind of. And then when he goes back out again. He, like, drives.
When he goes to the town and comes back.
Yeah, actually. I didn't even think of
that. And he comes out of the forest, and then everything is just kind of, like, stark, and then, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some great moments in this movie.
Scarometer?
Yeah. Let's see. I think I'm at like a 5.5
Yeah.
I was really stressed out about the dog.
Also, the changeling creatures were creepy.
Yeah.
Like, they did a good job. Like,
there
those
were like
things were
a
creepy.
Couple moments that I was like, okay, this is a little cheesy. But then when they got closer, I thought they were better.
Yeah.
And then when they were really far away, they were cool.
Yeah.
It was like that mid, they didn't quite master the like, mid ground.
Yeah, there were a couple CG moments that I didn't love.
Yeah. But like when they're all around the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't love that. So I liked them when they were really far away and you just saw like a creepy silhouette or when they were up close, because I think those were probably practical effects.
Yeah. For sure. So
yeah, but it was like when they were just kind of
just not quite.
Yeah.
A little too much shown.
Yeah.
But
or
not
when
enough.
They broke through like the roof too, those ones looked CG and there were some moments. But there were some moments that they looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like a creepy vibe.
Yeah.
Like a whole kind of dark and moody, but green and kind of, And then there was like the fairy light at the end.
Yeah.
I loved how you got to see the magic of the forest at the end. Like the lights, the way it kind of shone down. Like
the
it
sun
felt
was
very
filtering
like,
through.
Yeah, fairy-ish kind of, I don't know.
But yeah, it was great. So I gave it a 5.5 for scare.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with a 5.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
I'm going to 3.5 this one.
I'm going between a 3.5 and a 4. Mm-hmm. Like, I really liked it. 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I would recommend it.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It just was a nice mix of old and new. And
exactly.
Yeah. Sci-fi and old folk horror and, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something
it was an interesting take on a horror movie.
Yes. Pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we've got a
three
few
more.
Three more for the rest of the month. Some fun spring and other themes.
Spring and other
themes. Yeah.
Irish. Yeah. Irish fairy tale medley.
Yeah. Ooh, medley. Yeah. I like it. If you enjoyed listening to us and would like to hear more, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you consume your podcast from. If there is a particular theme, TV series, movie, or book that you want us to talk about, let us know. We would love to hear your feedback.
And you can follow us on Instagram at The Horror Review, and we are also on Facebook, and we'll post some sort of little screen grab from this movie for you to see.
Changeling.
Yeah. Maybe of the eye.
Yeah.
Or like the little... You know what I'm saying. The little pointer. you can get it. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next time.